What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Hello, happy Friday. Welcome to season two of the Nina Blanco podcast and welcome to episode 8. We're going to kick this off because it is a Friday. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday. You know what it is. Let's get that song up in here. Breakfast Burrito Friday, a tradition that I hold near and dear to my heart. Make sure to treat yourself with a breakfast burrito today because you made it to Friday, you made it through another work week, and we made it to the weekend, so you deserve that breakfast burrito. As promised in the last episode, I'm gonna do a little recap on Galentine's Day. I have the total amount of money that we were able to fundraise, $1,035. Which is so amazing that in year two, we were able to make it over $1,000 once again. Now, year one, I'm not going to lie, we kicked butt in year one. We raised over $1,600. But the fact that we were able to raise over $1,000 this time around is just as awesome. In fact, I was able to go out and make 25 whole baskets. There were, I think, 29 items in each basket. I put up a couple videos on my Instagram and on my Facebook and on my Twitter, the process of shopping all of the items that were in each basket and how to make a basket, how I was able to make these baskets this year. So it was successful to me, and we did it for year two, and I'm so excited, and I hope that this is something that we can continue to do. I'm going to show you, look here, I have this receipt. If you're watching on YouTube, I have this receipt. This is two receipts in here, but it's mainly one long one over at the Dollar Tree here. Let's just unroll this so you can see how long this receipt is. It's taller than I am, this whole entire receipt. So it's pretty cool that we were able to do this, and it's just incredible. So thank you so much if you participated, if you were able to donate. If you were not able to donate, I had a couple people reach out like, I'm so sorry, money's tight, I can't donate this year. Do not apologize. Don't apologize for that. If you're able to donate, you're able to donate. If you can't, that's okay. You still support whenever you see my posts and you like them or you comment on them. It raises engagement. It raises the amount of people who are able to see the post. And that just means that other people are able to see what we're doing and other people can potentially donate money for that fundraiser. So thank you so much for that. I dropped off all 25 baskets this past Monday, February 13th. That's officially Galentine's Day, in case you didn't know. I was talking to the boy about it, and he's like, I didn't realize that was an actual day. Well, yeah, we have national holidays for everything, and the day before Valentine's Day is Galentine's Day. So I stopped by on Monday and I did drop off those baskets, and I was asking them, I told them, you know, I did this last year, here's the 25 baskets. They were like, oh yeah, we remembered these baskets. That was really awesome. Thank you again for doing it this year. And then I asked, I'm like, is there anything else that I can do? Is there anything, you know, if I can change anything in this process? I didn't know if this is the way to do it, if it makes sense for you guys here at the Irving Street Women's Residence. Like, I just wasn't sure. And they said, no, everything that you've done, the way that you're doing it is perfect. This is great. And the ladies love them. And the fact that they just said, like, the ladies love them, I just, It did everything it was supposed to do, right? I just wanted these 25 ladies who are maybe feeling down on their luck, maybe they're not in the best place right now. I just wanted them to feel special and put a smile on their face. And I think we accomplished that. Today was very exciting for me because I was checking the mail. I get these emails every morning, and these emails come through on like what mail is going to be delivered to my house today. It's actually a really cool free service from the U.S. Post Office, but if you want to sign up for that. But I have that signed up, and I saw in my email today that I was going to receive a letter. Hold on, let me cover my address. I was going to receive a letter today from the shelter. So we're going to open this together. I have not opened this at all. So we're going to open this together and see what it says. They sent me a thank you card last year, which is awesome. And I love that they sent me a thank you card again this year. And it came so quick. It's not even the end of the week. I just dropped off these baskets on Monday. So here's what the letter says. Dear Nina, thank you so much for your very generous donation of Valentine's Day baskets. This will surely brighten the day of our residents. Thank you, Irving Street Women's Residence, residents and staff. I love that. I love it so much. Thank you to them for all their hard work day in and day out. And I'm glad. I'm just so glad that these baskets did help bring a smile to faces. That's all I wanted. So let's keep doing it. Let's do it again next year. And I'm going to keep doing it as long as I possibly can because it's fun. It's hopefully making a difference and bringing people smiles, which is all that I can ask for. In the last episode, episode 7, I talked about healing my inner child, and I was afraid my mom was going to be mad at me at opening up my Selena doll, which I still have in my office. I mean, of course I do. Here she is. She's so cute. I still need to get a Barbie stand for her, but, you know, I'll figure that out. Bonzo, get out of here. This Barbie is not for you. This is for me. But I was afraid that my mom was going to be upset that I opened up the package and I didn't tell her. And I purposefully did not tell her anything because she does listen to the podcast. And as I was Galentine's Day basket shopping, my mom calls me and I'm like, hello. And she starts going off on the phone saying like, I can't believe you didn't tell me. You totally could have told me. It's okay. I'm not mad at you. Meanwhile, I'm like, don't yell at me because I'm doing a good thing right now shopping for these Galentine's Day baskets. But she was not mad at all. She was proud of me for doing it. She wishes that I would have told her I was going to do it. But I thought it was better as a surprise for her. I like to keep my mom on her toes as well. So she was not upset that I opened up the Selena doll, and I was just happy that I did it. And when she does come in May, we're talking all sorts of stuff. We're going to be talking about her Wheel of Fortune video. We're going to be talking about Selena. She went to a couple Selena concerts, which I have a story that I can yell at her about because she promised me she was going to take me to a Selena concert, and then she never did. But that's a story for when Norma gets here in May. Anyway, she was not mad about the doll, and I was happy about that. And I can't wait to catch up with Norma about, you know, everything. So I wanted to tell kind of a funny story from this past summer. This past summer was so busy. I did take a break from the podcast. I mean, life was just insane. We were planning to get married. And of course, a huge part of our lives this last year, and I mean, it'll continue for the rest of our lives, was the family tragedy of losing the boy's brother. You know, that hit hard. It still does every single day. So the boy, as we're going through all this wedding stuff, he had initially had a bachelor party planned. And of course, his brother was part of the wedding party and going to be part of the bachelor party, and plans were being made. Well, rightfully so, the boy canceled his bachelor party because he just didn't feel right and quite honestly didn't feel like celebrating. So totally understand that. And yeah, he canceled his bachelor party. They were going to rent this cabin back in their college stomping grounds, and they were going to go out and have some fun. And it just never ended up happening that way. And that's okay. So the boy canceled his bachelor party. And a year prior to any and all of this, like sometime in 2021, It was announced that the Red Hot Chili Peppers were going to be performing in Denver at the Broncos Stadium, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers happened to be the boys' absolute number one favorite band ever, ever, ever. Always have been and still are to this day. And so when we found out, you know, a couple years ago that the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they were going to do a stadium tour and they were going to be at the Broncos Stadium performing, we're like, we have to go. So we bought tickets in 2021, waiting for this show in 2022. And when we did buy tickets, we bought tickets for the boys' cousin and her husband. They live up in the mountains. They live up in Dillon. And we bought tickets for the boys' best friend, childhood best friend, who was going to be in the wedding party, and they grew up together, and he was going to come out to Denver, and it was just going to be this Red Hot Chili Peppers concert with, you know, just the couple of us, and it was going to be a good time. Well, as we're getting closer to the concert that happened in July, early July, we found out that the best man, the boy's best man, his wife surprised him with Red Hot Chili Pepper concert tickets and a flight to Denver to come to the show with us. She texted us. She found out what section we're in. She bought tickets nearby. And so they were going to be part of our group. And, you know, with everything that happened with the boy's brother and this tragedy just striking our family and canceling the bachelor party, this concert happened to be about a month before our wedding. And I thought, you know, I understand that the boy didn't want a bachelor party. And I understand, of course, why it was canceled and why he wasn't feeling right about it. But the fact that we do have these concert plans is kind of a blessing in disguise. And maybe we can do sort of a low-key bachelor party. That was what was going on in my mind. The boy didn't love that, but I kept trying to push for it. And I just kept trying to like force the boy to have fun. That was my goal that entire weekend, because we did make a nice weekend out of it. Again, you know, we had people in from out of town. They were all part of his bridal party, you know, the groomsmen and stuff. So I was like, this is kind of perfect. Let's do it up. So the weekend that we had planned, the concert was on a Saturday. Everyone came in like Thursday night. They were all settled by Thursday night, staying at our house. Friday, we all decided, okay, we're going to hit up some breweries. We'll go around downtown Denver and just have some fun. Saturday, obviously, the concert. And then Sunday, the boy's best man surprised him with like this Jeep off-roading trip here in Colorado. And, you know, that's a boy thing. Why not? So it was a fun weekend that we all had planned. And so that's exactly what we did. On Friday, we went downtown. We got on a couple of the e-scooters. We were going bar hopping a little bit, day drinking here and there. We went to 1UP, the arcade bar downtown. We did lunch up on a rooftop. They had the misters going. The sun was out. It was a beautiful day. And then we decided to go back home, you know, after a fun day out. Well, that Friday, as we were coming back to, you know, from all of our festivities and lunch and hanging out and stuff, we grabbed the scooters because we went a ways away from the car. I parked my car in like downtown Rhino. Then we went way more further into downtown by like the baseball field and everything like that. So then we took the scooters back to go to my car so that we could go home and chill out for a little while. Well, we're heading back on the scooters and we're one block away from my car, and I was the last one in line. Everyone was in front of me on the scooters. We're crossing the streets, whatever. All of a sudden, my scooter, I hit an uneven sidewalk, fly off the scooter, and fall on my face. It was bad. This was not good, because we're a month away from the wedding, and I get into a scooter accident. Not only that, as I'm flying off the scooter, so I hit the sidewalk, I realize what's happening. In my mind, like, this is just literally all going slow motion. In my mind, I'm like, oh shit, the steering wheel is wobbly. The second it starts getting wobbly, it's like, there's no way we can go back from this. So the steering wheel is wobbly on the scooter. I'm falling. And as I'm falling, I'm like, there's no way I can stop this. There's nothing that I can do. I fall to the ground. But I didn't just fall to the ground and like maybe hurt myself, scrape my elbow or anything like that. I fall to the ground and I'm still moving. I'm still in motion on the sidewalk. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. But there's nothing that I can do to stop myself. And all I remember as all of this is happening is my face going down on the concrete, sliding across the sidewalk. And I remember my sunglasses. I was wearing sunglasses. Oh my gosh, thank goodness for the sunglasses. I was wearing sunglasses, and I just remember the metal of my sunglass frame just scraping against the sidewalk. And I'm not stopping. I just keep going, yet I've fallen already. So finally, once I stop moving, I just like don't move, look all over, and I'm like, what just happened? I fell. I look up and the boy is on his way back. He saw that I fell and he turned around to come and get me, make sure that I'm okay. And I'm just like laying on the ground for a while. I just gave up at that point. I'm like, okay, I'm already on the ground. I'm not going to rush anything. What the hell just happened? So the boy comes over. He's like, helps me up. He's like, oh my gosh, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm like bleeding. I'm all scraped up. And all I know is I scraped my face, but I don't see it yet because I'm just there and we're one block away from the goddamn car. So I'm like, just get me to the car. I don't even want to look. I don't even want to think about anything that's happening right now. I just want to get into the car and get me home now. So we get into the car and I'm like, okay, moment of truth. I have to look at my fucking face and see what happened. So I grab my phone. I'm like, you know, bleeding on my knee. My ankle is bleeding. My ankle hurts pretty bad right now. My hands are a little bit scraped up, but not too bad. I'm just concerned about my fucking face because I'm getting married in a month. So I open up my phone. I open the camera. I look at my face and I'm like, God damn it. I scraped up the side of my face. I'm getting married in a month. What am I going to do? Pro tip, don't ride an e-scooter if you're getting married soon, especially a month beforehand. I didn't know this. You were supposed to like play it safe a month before your wedding. Who knew? And of course, we're with so many people. We're with a bunch of people. Luckily, no one saw it. No one saw it. I don't even think any like strangers who happened to be walking by or anything saw it. It was a calm, chill day and no one saw it. So everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're okay. It doesn't look so bad. It's going to be fine. Meanwhile, what hurt the most is my pride. I'm going to be honest with you. I was just embarrassed. My pride was just dragged down to the ground and I was just like, don't talk to me. Thank you. I love you guys. Just don't talk to me. Like, I just need a fucking minute. Do your thing. I just need a minute to myself because this is actually not okay. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to show you some pictures. I'm going to show you pictures of what happened. It's not good. Here's a picture of my face. Yep. It was on this side of my face here. And it's fine now. It's better now. It's healed. And there's, you can see a little bit, but not really. But this was like days after it happened. I think this was actually the next day. So it didn't actually look too bad. But it definitely got worse in the next coming days. This picture is of my ankle. The ankle is bad. And yes, I cropped out my toes for all the weirdos. But my ankle was not in good shape. I definitely sprained it. Check out that bruise by my foot. And then that gash there. Yeah, that got infected. I needed antibiotics. It was a whole thing. This next picture, I'm only going to show for a real quick second. And I cropped it a lot. So this next photo, as I was falling, I couldn't tell what exactly was happening. And I didn't even know that this happened to me. But I think what happened is as I was falling, the handlebar of the scooter crashed into like my groin area. So this is my groin area. It's very, very cropped. You can't see anything, but huge bruise on my groin. In fact, there was a big lump there for like a hot minute, and I'm pretty sure I had a hernia. Oh my gosh. So this photo is a couple weeks afterwards. As you can see, a black eye developed. Cool. I love a black eye, especially when I'm getting married in less than a month. Great. And as you can see, the side of my face, it's trying to heal. We got a couple layers of skin coming in. Not good. And then one more photo for me just like trying to lift my spirits. It's okay. A black eye is fine. Everything is fine. So there's my photos for you. It was bad. It really was bad. I mean, quite honestly, looking back on it, like I probably should have just gone to like, I don't know about the emergency room, but probably like an urgent care would have been good, especially for the sprained ankle and everything. But I was like, I'm unemployed right now. I did have health insurance, but I still don't want to pay for that. Like, I think I'm okay. I'm good. I'll monitor myself for the next couple of days. And I know every healthcare professional right now is shaking their head and mad at me, but you know, it is what it is. And I was unemployed and I couldn't afford going to urgent care right then and there. Okay. I was getting married in a month. So all that happened on Friday, the beginning of our like weekend, because we still have a concert to go to on Saturday and this off-roading Jeep thing on Sunday. So at this point, I'm just like, well, what happened happened. Am I going to let it ruin my weekend? I really wanted this weekend to be a fun one for the boy. I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer. I'm not going to be a shit stain on everyone's weekend. I'm just not going to do it. So buck up, Nina. Get over it. You're the dumbass who fell. Didn't see the cracked sidewalk. I blame Rhino, but it is what it is. And we just have to move forward and we have to put a smile on our face because I really want the boy to have a good time this weekend. So after that, I really said, fuck it. On Saturday, we had even more people come down. I mean, the boys' cousins and stuff come down for the Red Hot Chili Pepper concert. We live pretty close to the Broncos Stadium, so we pre-gamed and grilled out and had kind of like a pre-concert party at our house, and everyone was here and I had to just show everyone my face. I just showed everyone right away like, hey, this happened, but it's okay and we're not going to worry about it and we're going to have a good time tonight. Got it? Cool. Great. So leading up to the concert, I was like, fuck my life, but also fuck it. Like really, like fuck it. So I went hard. I got real drunk at the concert, you know, enjoying the show. Red Hot Chili Peppers are so good live. That show was so amazing. If you went to the Red Hot Chili Pepper concert at Empower Field this past July, it was incredible. You already know that. But I was headbanging. I was dancing. I didn't give a fuck. It was raining. I was just having a good time. Screw the sprained ankle. At this point, I just numbed it with alcohol. Fuck it all. So I regretted that the next day. The next day I was hurting so bad. I mean, first of all, my body is just now coming out of the shock of the extreme injuries that I just put it through, between my groin and my face and my ankle and just healing up other little scrapes all over the place. I was feeling it on that Sunday after the concert because like I was literally headbanging as hard as I could at this concert. Like my neck was not injured in the scooter accident, but I was headbanging so hard that by Sunday, my neck, I couldn't move. I couldn't move. It was so bad. And I'm like, you guys, how about y'all just go to that Jeep thing? I think I should stay away from dangerous activities and mountains and Jeeps and high-powered vehicles and big tire. Like, I'm good. I'm just gonna chill here on the couch and ice my ankle and, like, maybe take a nap. And everyone's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Oh, gosh, but yeah. And then every single day, it was just, like, looking at the side of my face for how much healing I did within that last 24 hours and how many more days do we have till the wedding? Okay, cool. And then I did like my makeup trial before all of that happened. So I had to tell my makeup artist like, hey, I fucked up my face, girl. Can you help me? And she's like, I got you. During the wedding, she did an amazing job with my makeup, but you could still see a little bit. I mean, there's only so much coverage foundation and stuff can do. Luckily, at that point, it was healed, but it was like a dark spot on me. It's still a little bit of a dark spot, as you can see. It's much better now, but at the wedding, it was still really dark. And I'm like, fuck. But, you know, it is what it is. You can definitely see it in some pictures, but man. I'm so glad that I can laugh at it now. But like in the moment, that month before the wedding, I was not doing great mentally about it. I mean, I tried to uplift my own spirits because I felt like I had to, because I was just like, what could I do about it? There was nothing I could do about it. So why stress as much as I possibly could have? I just tried to like chill out about it. But it sucked. Do not recommend. No, no, no. So be careful. If there's a couple lessons to be learned, be careful on those damn e-scooters, okay? First of all, because you've heard the horror stories. I've heard so many horror stories from people falling on an e-scooter and like breaking their leg and like bones sticking out of their leg and stuff like that. I mean, thank goodness nothing like that happened, but like I did scrape up my face and it was bad, and I literally had a fucking hernia in my groin area and my ankle. I'm pretty sure it was sprained. It hurt real bad for a couple weeks there. Also, if you're getting married, don't ride e-scooters. If you're getting married in like a month, 2 months, just like stay away from all of that, okay? You're supposed to play it safe. No one told me that until after I hurt myself. Also, if you have a sprained ankle, I don't know, maybe stomping around, dancing at a concert and headbanging, not a good idea. Mm-mm, it does not help that sprained ankle. It really doesn't. So word from the wise. Not so wise, actually, but, you know, word from me. There you go. Wanted to share that little tidbit for you. Happy Friday. Happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. Remember, I love you. You know what it is. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday. Of the receipt for Galentine's Day.
It's Breakfast Burrito Friday.
I love you so much. Thank you for listening. Make sure to follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook at the Nina Blanco. Bye.